Business. An entrepreneur has impressed participants at the United Nations Tourism Week in Kisumu City with his innovative approach to recycling fish waste into fashionable products. Newton Oino, the founder of Elysium Product Development and Design, is transforming the fish industry by turning discarded fish skin into stylish garments and accessories. While fish is a popular delicacy among Kisumu residents, Oino has discovered its untapped potential as a resource for creating beautiful products. His unique business model utilizes fish skin from the numerous fish filleting industries and converts it into leather using eco-friendly green tanning technology. Oino has established a fish tannery in Kisumu where he processes fish skins using biocompounds derived from plants. The result is a high-quality leather that he crafts into various products, including shoes, belts, drums, and even fish eye earrings. The inventor emphasizes using natural dyes to color his products, ensuring that his creations are not only innovative but also environmentally sustainable. Some of the products made from fish waste by Elysium Product Development and Design. Photos by Ian Mark, seen by Robert Ojwang. His efforts have earned him recognition through several innovation awards. Despite the accolades, Oino admits that his journey has not been without challenges. A major hurdle is the lack of specialized training in leather chemistry in Kenya, making it difficult to find skilled local staff. To bridge this gap, Oino has set up his own training program to equip his team with the necessary skills. Additionally, he faces skepticism in the domestic market, where many still doubt the quality of fish leather. However, his products have gained appreciation in international markets, where they are celebrated for their uniqueness and craftsmanship. Oino encourages young people to think outside the box and use their creativity to create employment opportunities. Instead of complaining about the lack of employment, young people can harness their skills and knowledge to become entrepreneurs and tackle the issues of unemployment, he advises.